Hello everyone and welcome back to TaylorMade, the show where you ask the questions and you get your answers TaylorMade by Hamline University head football coach Chip Taylor. In this week's episode of TaylorMade, the coach discusses what the team did during the bye week and what he's expecting against Bethel University this Saturday. A fan asked other fans to step up and not be so critical of the team. And the coach provides a little relationship advice. So let's join TaylorMade. Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you have team updates for us?
Team updates, you know, guys are in good spirits, you know, coming off the bye week and obviously working towards a tough Bethel team that we got to go up on the road and play. So, you know, just got to, you know, continue to keep singly focused on, you know, getting better at our individual positions. And if we can do that, man, I feel like we can go up and have a good game against Bethel.
You mentioned with the bye week, the team seemed to be in better spirits. What do you feel is kind of like helping to spur that? Just kind of having the break is helping them to kind of rejuvenate?
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, college football is a grind, man. These guys got here August 13th and haven't stopped, man. So, you know, it wears on them, man. They got social lives. They got, you know, their family lives. They got school, you know, plus football, man. So that all kind of starts to wear on guys, man. So for them to get that week as far as, you know, to not have to prepare for a game, you know, catch up on some schoolwork, you know, catch up on some office hours with professors. I mean, it's important, man. It's super important.
What were your goals for the team in the bye week, and do you feel those were accomplished?
Yeah, the biggest thing for us was, are we assignments now? You know, when the ball is in play, are we right? You know, that's a critical piece of football because a lot of people, you know, you kick a game off and it's 60 minutes in the game, but there's really, the ball's only really in play for 4 to 6 minutes. So, you know, that's the thing that, you know, a lot of our young people don't understand is you have to be right when the ball's in play. So that was the main focus of, you know, the bye week. You know, that was where we were at as far as our assignment sound. Let's take it back to more of a training camp mode. And let's just get ourselves, you know, let's just be right with us. We can't control, you know, the size of people we're playing, how many people are on people's right. We don't control those things, what the weather's going to be. We can control our assignment sound. So that was the focus.
You mentioned this week you take on Bethel. Your thoughts on this contest?
Man, you know, Bethel is their powerhouse. You know, their powerhouse starts with Coach Johnson. He's been there over 30 years. His staff has been with them for about the majority of the time. And that matters, man. They're a good football program. You know, it's funny, when I first got here as a head coach, he would always come up. He always made it a point to come up to me and said, "Chip, you know, when I first started at Bethel, you know, we wanted to be like Hamline." You know, I guess because, you know, Hamline had a couple championships. And that's funny to me whenever I hear him say it, because I'm looking at him now as like, man, I want our program to be like yours. So, you know, to say roles have kind of reversed, man. But he's a class act. Always, you know, treats me with respect. And I have a lot of respect for what he's done and how he's done it. And, you know, the type of kids that they get. You know, we recruited a couple of those guys. And they said that, you know, Coach, you know, Bethel's where I feel comfortable at, and I want to go play with Coach Johnson. You got to tip your hat and respect that, because he's a class. They're a good football program. It starts with their quarterback, number 9, Jared Rosti. Played against him last year. You know, he's big, he's strong, he's physical. Tough to bring down. They run him a lot, which is always tough defensively. He has a solid arm. He's gotten better with the passing game. He does not throw interceptions. I mean, he's got 11 touchdowns, one interception. The running back is good. Little kid from Elk River, number 25. He runs hard. He's small. He's compact. And then the receiver, I like that receiver a lot. Drew Larson, I believe, is named number 6. 42 balls, almost 700 yards, 8 touchdowns. I mean, they got a well-oiled machine on offense. Defensively, they're a little bit young, but they're playing good defense. Their defensive coordinator, Coach Mack, I know him from his days at University of Minnesota. Very good football coach, man. And those guys on defense are always where they need to be. So not the same type of players on defense that they've had in the past. I mean, they had 2 kids last year going to the NFL, going to NFL camps, you know. So they don't have those guys, but they're coached well. And he's got those guys playing very well right now. So it'll be a tough test. It'll be a tough test to go up and play on that grass up there. So.
You talked about that very tough running game. What do you emphasize with your defense to try to slow that down?
Yeah, man. Well, number one, it starts with your eyes. It starts with your eyes. You know, they pull the guards a lot. I mean, you know, the guards, for the most part, will take you to the play. And then, you know, so eyes, it starts with. And then you got to, it's imperative that we gang tackle, man. If we don't gang tackle, it's going to be a long day, man, because they pride themselves on running the ball with that running back and with the quarterback, man. The quarterback's the second leading rusher on the football team. So, I mean, we got our work cut out for us, man. So.
looking at their defense, they have one of the top defenses in the country at this point. So what would you like to see your offense do to be more efficient against that group?
Yeah, well, it starts up front with those guys, and you know, we got to just make sure we're taking care of the football. They got two corners, they got some DBs back there. You know, one of them got 8 TDUs, and they've got 7 pass interceptions, pass breakups. Another kid's got 4 interceptions, so we got to be very smart. If when we put the ball in the air, you know, we got to be very precise and detail oriented of where we're going with that football, because those kids back there can play. They do a good job with that. So we have to make sure we take care of the football.
Well, let's head to fan questions this week, and we start with Tino. It says, Coach, you always say you like to run the ball more because 4 things can happen on a pass play, and 3 of them are bad. Isn't that true on a run play as well?
I guess technically. But, you know, when you throw the football, man, the chance of error is just a lot higher versus turning around and handing it off. So that's kind of my joke when I say that. But you could fumble a ball as you're running it as well. But you can't get sacked, but you could get a tackle for a loss. So I understand where you're coming from. But, you know, just when you put the ball in the air, man, it's a lot of things that can happen, man. So I know I say it jokingly, but you are right there. Bad things can happen when you run it too.
We next go to Jerome, who in the Halloween spirit would like to know, what is the spirit of the team like right now?
You know what, man, our guys are resilient. You know, they know we've got some challenges, but they come to work every day. You know, they're upbeat. We had a practice last night, and it was good. Guys are into it, and guys are competing. You know, you always try to keep the competition piece of it. And even though we're playing against Bethel, but we're always competing against ourselves and trying to work to get better, man. So.
Next up is Shirley, who says, do you do anything special with the team for Halloween, or do they get involved as a team in anything for Halloween?
No, we haven't done anything as far as Halloween. We're always working during that time. So just normal business as usual.
Derek says, Coach, I'm a little upset at the criticism about the team. This team may not have a winning record, but you can see they battle every week. Come on, Piper Nation, step up for our team like our team is stepping up for you.
Yeah, Derek, we appreciate the support. But you know what? That's the beauty of America, right? I mean, it's a free, you know, free speech, man. People can say what they want and they can criticize what they want. You know, it always amazes me, you know, I guess when, you know, nobody goes to a bank or nobody goes to a fire station and say, man, this guy's not doing his job well. You know, but when you do athletics and college sports, you know, people can come out and they can criticize. So it's just part of it, but we appreciate the support. I know, as a leader of this program, we're making steps in the right direction. It's just football is a different sport. You know, basketball and baseball, it can take one guy that can really change the program. But football, man, you gotta have an abundance of guys there. So we're getting there. So people have to be patient. But again, this is the era of now. I want this now. So I get it, man. People want to see improvement. So we're working towards it.
People like Darryl says, I understand the need to do a lot of weightlifting as an offensive lineman, but what about as a defensive back or wide receiver? Isn't mass kind of an enemy when your speed is supposed to be your game?
Yeah, you know, you got to be careful with the DBs and the receivers. You know, for us, you know, it's a lot of explosive lifts, a lot of Olympic lifts with the DBs and the wide receivers, you know, so, you know, because you don't want those guys being, you know, the mass of them being too big and slowing them down. And it depends on everybody's body type, too. Sometimes you got some big, tall receivers that, you know, they can put a little bit more weight/mass on, and big, tall DBs. But if you got a smaller DB or a smaller receiver, yeah, you want to be very careful with getting those guys too big, too bulky.
Is weightlifting for receivers and defensive backs kind of more about just giving you enough mass to be able to hold position? Is that really what that's about?
Well, you know, with our strength and conditioning coach, man, he kind of tailors the program more towards each position. So receivers will have a totally different workout plan than offensive linemen. You know, just everything's kind of geared to it's position specific the way we do things here. So, you know.
We have a few from Andre for you. The first is, Coach, that was a nice victory by our boys over the Bills last week.
Yeah, you know what, Dre, I didn't even I saw the score, obviously didn't watch the game, but, you know, Doug Peterson, man, he's good. He'll get them guys rolling. I know our secondary is a little bit suspect right now, but it'll be fine, man. Doug Peterson will get the guys in where they need to go. I feel good about it, man. So it was a good win for those guys. They got a tough one coming up, though.
He says the 76ers are off to a great start. Where do you see them finishing this year?
Man, with the East, the way it looks, I'd hope to see them in the 3-2 or the 1 spot. I hope, preferably, the 2 or the 1 spot. So I think they can get that done. And I've been forgetting that kid's name for the last 3 weeks. It's Ben Simmons. I like him a lot, man. I know he's been getting a lot of criticism about making three-pointers, but I think he's going to come into his own, man. People remember, man. People forget that kid is young, man. I think he maybe should be a senior in college right now or maybe even a rookie in the league. So, I mean, he'll be fine.
He also says, Coach, do you think LeBron still has what it takes to lead a team to a title?
Absolutely. LeBron James is a beast, man. He's a monster. He's the ultimate. I mean, I think they, again, this is just from what one of my buddies were telling me. I haven't seen him play yet this year, but sounds like he's playing a lot more point guard, and that guy is smart. He can facilitate, man. He can still get to the basket. So, I mean, he's worked on the jump shot. LeBron James is the real deal, man.
Ray says, I am sure you have not had much time to watch Division I football, but what about those LSU Tigers? Do you think they dethrone Alabama?
You know what, Ray, man, it'll be interesting because, you know, one, LSU's got a defense. They got a quarterback. You know, I got a chance to see him early in the year when we didn't play. We were playing, maybe we had an early game and they had a late game. I got a chance to watch a little bit, and they look for real, man. When you got a quarterback and you got a defense, it's, you know, they can knock off Alabama. But Alabama's tough, too, man. Nick Saban will have them ready to go. I think they play this week, if I'm not mistaken. So that'll be interesting if, you know, depending on if, you know, I get a chance to take a peek at the game on Saturday. We'll see.
Donald would like to know, have you ever taken one of those personality tests like Myers-Briggs? And if so, what did it say about you?
Wow. I feel like I have at a couple stops before here. I think one of our athletic directors made us do that. I cannot remember what it was. I remember doing this, but I don't remember what it was. Maybe I can do one and I can give you the answer next week. We'll see.
Bill says, Coach, no social media accounts? What is the deal with that? Don't you want your voice heard?
Oh, man, we always have a big topic of discussion with social media. I mean, to me, no, I'm okay, man. So social media, to me, you know, I see a lot of people waste a lot of time on social media. You know, as far as, you know, my voice being heard, you know, I get a chance to speak in front of our football team, and I feel like that has a big impact on what I need to say and what my message is. And just, you know, social media is just not my thing. Now, I grew up in an era where, you know, you had to call the phone, leave a message, you know, that was the era I grew up in. So I'm a little bit stuck into the old school there. So, and then again, I look at it, you know, some people say, well, I use it for my family and for my friends. Anybody who I need to get in touch with, they got my phone number, man. So if I need to send pictures of a good event that I had, I just send it to my phone, to people that is important to me. I don't need to put it all out to the world where everybody that I don't know can see and comment and everybody's got an opinion. That's just not I'm not cut from that cloth, so that's just not my style.
I'm totally with you on that. Dan says, participation trophies, a good idea or a really bad one?
I think it's terrible, Dan. It's the worst thing that's ever happened, man. I think it spoon feeds entitlement. And then when we get these guys at this level, man, you know, they just think that everything is just easy and everybody should get an award. Everybody shouldn't get an award. You know, you either win or you lose, period. You know, so I'm definitely against participation trophies.
Becky says, Rob seems like a really nice guy. Is he that nice off the air?
Becky, you'd be surprised, man. Rob is, I mean, you know, when we talk offline, off channels, man, he's always positive. He always has nice things to say. And sometimes I'm wondering, I'm kind of scratching my head like, is this guy serious or is he for real? But he's a good person, man, a good human. I'm glad I got these last 4 years, had a chance to work with him once a week and communicate with him, and he's an advocate for Hamlin football, and I'm excited to continue to keep the relationship going. So he is that nice off the air.
I appreciate that. My only redeeming quality, nice guy. So next up is a guy who goes by a guy who says, Coach, how would you take it if your girlfriend one day, or you say to your girlfriend one day, I am concerned I'm not good looking enough for you, and she said, don't worry, I'm dating you because I like so many other things about you. That's kind of a cause for concern, isn't it?
that's a concern, man. I'd like to think that if I was dating somebody, you know, they would think that I'm, you know, attractive physically too. So, you know, but you know what? Maybe it's not a bad thing. Maybe you have a young lady who generally cares about you and the inside. You know, back to the social media post, right? I know I'm going back, but you know, social media is all about everybody's life looking so great and so glamorous, but that's not the reality, man. Everybody's life is not like that. So if you can find a young lady who likes you for, you know, what you have to say or, you know, how you carry yourself, like, those things are important too. So, you know, maybe that's a good thing, man.
And coach, why is it good to be a Piper?
You know, it's good to be a Piper, man. You know, again, anytime you get a chance to play in one of the best Division III leagues in the country, which we do with the MIAC, it's always good to be able to line up and see where you stand and see where you stack up, man. We got to go play the game, and anything can happen, man. So I'm excited to watch our guys go up and compete against a really, really good, well-coached, sound Bethel team. So,
awesome. Thanks for joining us this week, Coach.
All right, thank you.
We want to thank Coach Taylor for joining us on TaylorMade this week. If you have your own questions you'd like to ask the Hamlin coach, please send them to us at ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsReport.com. That's ChipTaylor@MinorLeagueSportsReport.com. Please have your questions to us by Tuesday evening so we can give the coach a little time to review them before we record the show. I'm Rob Pannier, the managing editor of the Minor League Sports Report, and we'll see you next time on TaylorMade.